This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thinking about how fascinating this radio program is. If I do say something, this is the most interesting, this sounds really self-serving, doesn't it? Most interesting radio program you can find anywhere because there's so much going on and there are so many different things on our priority list. What's on your priority list today? What do you have? No, you have much on your priority list today?
No, I think there are a lot. There are a lot of priorities to go through.
Yeah. Everybody
and there's
has
never enough time.
That's right. We have so many tasks that need to be done and ought to be done. Some of them would be well done. You're well suited to do them. And some you're not. If you're a delegator, like if you're husband and wife, how do you delegate the responsibilities of whatever home life is all about? Do you volunteer? Do you say, honey, will you do this? The old honey-do list? What are you, who's the leader in your family? Or is there none? If it's equity and diversity and inclusion, and then it's, you know, everybody figures, okay, this is my task, I'm good at it, and you've got yours. You know, there's equity and inclusion at home, right? There's all this focus on diversity and equity. I don't know about diversity here at home. Well, maybe there is. Diverse chores. Like, it's expected that women will do the dishes, right? That
goes back. Once upon a time.
Yes, right. Now, yeah, not at all. Everybody does the dishes. As well, if you're all eating, then you all ought to clean up, right? Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think it's one of those things with that where sometimes it's, okay, well, the one person cooked, the other person cleans. Or there might be chores that some people just don't care for less than the other one. Like, say, my husband, he prefers washing dishes because he likes that water on his hands. Sometimes yeah. He feels like it's soothing and calming. Mm-hmm. Where I do not, I'm more likely to do a different chore that maybe he doesn't like. Or when it comes to taking the trash out, if you see the trash needs to be taken out, take it out. It's like, whoever sees it first, just do it. Whoever smells the dirty diaper first, just do it.
That's a very good, I think that's an excellent suggestion. The prices of things, consumer prices, food, energy, those are the, and your home, right? Those are the three biggest things. We spend money on our food, on how we get around or how we heat our homes and the homes themselves. Mm-hmm. So if you go back to just before the pandemic, the annual rate of increase was about 2% a year, January of 2020, January of 2021. And then, as the pandemic started to wane and we were out spending all kinds of money, it's gone way up now. As of right now, although this is better than it was last month, it was the highest it's been was January of this year, December last year, December, just in January this year, about 6.5%, almost 7%. The annual change, though, as you look at the guidelines, the things that the government looks at statistically, now the inflation rate or the change, this is the inflation figures mostly into what you pay for food, what you pay for gasoline, what you pay for a mortgage, up around 5.5% We're at an annualized rate of about 5.5%. So that's good news, as far as I can see. It's better than what we were contending with earlier in the year, for sure. So what does that mean to you? What does all of this stuff mean to you? If the interest rates go up, then you're going to, no matter what, it'll take a whack at this for a moment. You know, the idea of the Fed increasing the rate is so that it'll slow down inflation. But the immediate impact of the Fed increasing the rate is inflation. That's what happens. Go up a quarter of a point, cost of mortgages goes back up again, all of this stuff. Now, the bugaboo here that most people who have any common sense are looking at, and it's just necessarily the inflation rate, how it impacts you, but what does it do? It cuts your buying power. It gives you reason to think, I better not, you know, I better get a raise first before I can spend more money. Well, that means that the people that are running businesses have to pay you more, and where do they get it? They have to charge their customers more. Do you see the vicious cycle that's here? It's like being in a barrel. Around and around it goes. So where does it stop? Nobody knows, at least at this point, because the interest rates are a focus of the banking problems themselves. Okay, so there's two different issues here, perhaps. How it impacts you, but then are you worried about your money? If you have money in a 401k, or you've got some money in a bank, or you've invested it in stocks, or whatever it is, so are you going to lose? The answer is no. If you're a short-term thinker, yep, cost of home is going to be higher, car is going to be higher, buying money, especially if you're using, obviously, debt. If you're buying, well, it doesn't make any difference, because if you're buying a new home, the cost to build that home is greater by 5, 6, 7% today than it was last year at this time. So you're going to pay, if you're looking at a house that's $500,000 or was last year at this time, it's going to be $525,000 this year for the same house, using the easy stat of looking at how the cost of all the ingredients to build a home. Well, I'm in the development business now, building a home, number of homes on a farm called an agrohood, and we're pricing all of the stuff, you know, the kitchen appliances and the things that you know, what are we going to put on the floors and what kind of windows are we going to use and what kind of roofing are we going to use? And you look at those prices and they are, look at any chart, you'll see, I mean, getting the house painted. We got some prices last year from some painters. This year, up. You would expect everything to go up. And so, again, as I say, in order to pay the wages of the people who are doing all of this, the people who are making various products have to put the prices up. And there are a lot of the analytical stuff that some people understand, some people don't. rates being raised and what the right approach is a subject for great debate. In the meantime, the banks that are insecure, or are they really insecure? See, this is what's wrong, I think, with the system. There are people who are crying, not enough supervision, right? You can see that on every corner. Mm-hmm. The banks, they're not properly inspected by the government. Do you know, I have, and I mention this once in a while, I have my local bank and the president of the bank is my friend, and we talk about this. Even the bank's very healthy, and we know the bank is very healthy. It's got a great balance sheet. And so even in spite of that, last year they had to hire more people, to do compliance for both the state and the federal government. They look at everything. But they look at the little banks. This is like on farming. The government went after the small farmers for stupid stuff, but did they go after the big agribusinesses? No. So the same thing is true in the bank business or any business that has government regulations. They watch the small banks because they can. They don't get any pushback. They watch them. They come, hey, maybe you shouldn't have given that loan, and you shouldn't be charging that much interest, and that. And meanwhile, who's saying that to Chase? Citibank, right? Or even that bank that that puked over last weekend before that, whenever it was, 2 weeks ago. The amount of regulation they get is minimum in comparison to the way the smaller banks are regulated by the federal government. You see the inequity here? So we're all running around and we're wondering what's going on at our little banks. I don't use big banks. I don't like big banks because I think that they're extraordinarily difficult in one way. You know, they try to get you in the door, but try to borrow money from them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only care about their bottom line.
Yeah. So what I'm saying here is it's very complicated, but the basic principles behind bank regulation are very straightforward. Smaller banks have special scrutiny from the government, and big banks get special benefits because all the big banks have all the government money in them, right? Look at that. If you work for the federal government, where's the check come from? Look at your check and tell me that it doesn't come from one of the four big banks like Chase. I'm telling you, it does. And so that's the problem right there, at least as I see it. What do you say, Jay? I'm talking here. I have very strong feelings about this, as is obvious by my response to what's going on. I just think it's outrageous how big companies and everything, it gets bigger. Look at what happened.
Well, that's capitalism, though.
I don't have a problem with capitalism. Mm-hmm. I have a problem with the way it sometimes is applied. So the big banks, the four big banks, took advantage of the situation by buying up a bunch of weaker small banks in the last 2 weeks. Right? Mm-hmm. The government says, yeah, why don't you got lots of money, you go buy that bank out. In normal times, they probably wouldn't agree to that because it's not good. You're not going to get good saving rates. Or whatever. The less competition, the better it is for the big banks.
And it seemed like at once upon a time, there was more of a fight against monopolies. Mm-hmm. And now it just seems like it is what it is. It's almost encouraged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, if somebody asks why didn't the federal regulators intervene, it's because they had the power of their own money and who their friends were. That's why they are as they are, where they are. 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Need weekend plans to get spring ready? Make Lowe's your weekend destination this spring with Weekending at Lowe's. Stop by for free activities and workshops, including our upcoming Raised Garden Bed Workshop. This month, we're celebrating with fun events like Spring Fest Egg Venture, where you can enjoy Easter treats for the whole family. Visit Lowe's.com/events for this month's full lineup. Count on Lowe's for all of your home improvement needs. And now, activities in your community with Weekending at Lowe's.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, trunk lids, license plate holders, and headlights. They've got lots of headlights. When you need parts, get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Oh, O'Reilly. Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Want to sing along? Want to dance? What should we do here?
Sweating.
Inspire.
Those shoulders shimmying.
Right. And sitting in the chair. Hard to sit still for a lot of the Motown music, don't you think? Under the circumstances.
Oh, it really is. 100%.
Yeah. Right. What other kinds of music make you move? Are there categories? Are there singers? Are there people that, I mean, when you boil it down to what makes you move, what is it that makes you move? You ever think about that? Think about it. What makes you move? What makes you smile? When I'm driving along, I hear a song I want to sing along with. I smile. It's a, you know, it's a great motivator to get in the car and turn the radio up loud. I remember a police officer stopped me once. I was doing 85 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone or something. And he said, "What's the matter with you?" And I said, "No, listen to this music, man. How can you not move your body to this music?
Yeah.
Right? Move your body."
You didn't realize you were tapping your foot on the gas pedal.
It's interesting because last week when I was with Miles, one of the things that came out was he was dancing. When I come into the when I run into the house, he's usually comes running over to me, "Gramps, Gramps, Gramps." And I said to him, because the music was on and he was dancing, I said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm shaking my booty." Yeah. Okay, Miles. Good for you. All right, let's see what's going on. When you go to our social media pages, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter, Good Day On Air, what would you say was the most significant thing? You ask lots of good questions. You get some responses. We talk about them in general terms during the week and sometimes on the weekend, as we do the countdown show, we get specific stuff. So you asked a question about Trump and getting the law enforcement problems he's having and the take that our listeners have. So Brian says, somebody asking a question about a radio program, anyway, about us on
David says history repeats itself.
Auburn, California. Yeah, David, history repeats itself. So what do you suppose he means by that? That's a good question. Yeah, it is. Johnny Powell says, "For the good of the American people, I think I will elect myself king and be done with there both the parties. There you go, Johnny. You're on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's it.
Jeff Schmidt says this is just a distraction from what's mm-hmm. really going on, saying Dems will do anything to keep him out of the election of 2024, and they know it will be embarrassing for them.
I think there's too much of that thinking. There's too much of the one direction, like Trump is bigger and better. I still don't get it, what there is, the fascination with him and how it is that he's gotten as far as he has, given, you know, what his real story is.
There's always been a fascination with him, even way back in the day before reality television, yeah. when he was just a super rich celebutant.
Yeah, a celebutant. Wow, I never heard that. Celebutant. Would you make up that word, or is that something that's...
No, is that what they're called?
Celebutant. I don't know.
Like
that's
way
really
back
good.
In the day, society, like a society guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see here. Carol Thomas, the more that comes to light regarding politics, it seems the Democratic politicians, even the Republican politicians, aren't exactly caring for the people. Yeah, that's true. That part of it is true. So we have all of these people who are talking about what the problem is. How do we fix the problem?
Mm-hmm.
What's the fix to the problem? You got the problem. We all know what the problem is with Trump or any of these others. But what do we do to fix it? Because it's got to be fixed. Can't stay the way that it is. Gretchen said protesters, we're talking about protesters here, should be a lot of protests. That's true. No rioting. Just protesting. That's the byword
yes.
here. 28 after the...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden has one event on his schedule today, and it's happening this afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern. Biden and the First Lady will host a reception celebrating Women's History Month. The Vice President and Second Gentleman are also scheduled to speak at the gathering in the East Room. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says failing to raise the national debt limit would be absolutely catastrophic.
While speaking at the American Bankers Summit in Washington, D.C., Janet Yellen had this to say.
Take an economy that is performing very well, and it would threaten all of that.
Yellen urged Congress to raise the debt ceiling promptly without conditions. She noted that when Congress waited to do so in 2011, the U.S. credit rating was downgraded. Her remarks came as the Biden administration and Republicans appear to be at odds on a deal. deal. House Republicans have recommended deep spending cuts in return for their votes. I'm Skip Kelly.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Don't forget about the fabulous way that we have to connect with us here using your phone. Dial up 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684, and you can be heard. Okay, so what do we want to hear from people who are listening to the program, Jay?
Well, your voice for one thing, your name for another, and your thoughts on any of the topics we are covering, or maybe there's something that you think we missed, and you want to let us know what's up.
What's up? 855-999-DOUG. 34 at the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. I'm the Dugger. Jay Kirshner is here with you to work our way through some of the issues of the day, the things that are happening, the people that folks are talking about. What is it that matters? And when I talk about what matters, do you think, well, what does that mean to me? And so maybe I'll throw a little of that in. I'll tell you what it means to me. And then you can reflect, if you'd like, on social media or trying 855-999-DOUG, as Ed did. Here's a pilot yesterday, I don't know, yesterday, the day before, a couple of, within the last day or so, we were talking about landing planes on airfields at airports that are right on top of the city. I used Reagan in Washington as an example. LaGuardia is another one. The San Diego airport. There are a number of airports that require you to pay close attention Well, I mean, you should be always like when you go to Denver and you land in the middle of a field, it's different in some cities than it is in others. So this fellow was a pilot, and he had some things he was reflecting on as a former, well, he still is a pilot, he was a former professional airline pilot. So I like, this is the kind of stuff, there's an exchange of ideas here. When you call and you bitch at me about something that I've said, those calls, once in a while I'll put those calls on the air because they're fun to listen to. But if you keep calling with the same kind of comments, the same people call, you're never going to get back on the air. So why waste your time? Say what, Jay?
Nitpicking.
Yeah, forget about that. All right, so here's a caller from whom we learned something. Go ahead, James.
You want to see something really cool? Go to the parking lot at the end of runway 27. Pay the price, drive all the way up onto the top layer of that parking lot, and then take some pictures. That's what you call an aluminum overcast comes by. You won't believe it. You'd say, I don't know how they never hit this parking lot coming into 27 at San Diego Lindbergh Field. That's the tip of the day. Thanks. Bye.
Okay, Ed.
Interesting.
It is.
That almost makes me think of the scene in Wayne's World where Wayne and Garth are on the hood of the car and they're like having a conversation and then they're waiting for planes to go over because it's so they seem so close and they just kind of like scream at the top of their lungs as the plane goes over.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, and Lindbergh Field, that would be a good quiz question. What's the name? And because he was so controversial with, I mean, he, what he did as far as circumnavigating the globe in a plane, that was cool. But yet his approach to the enemy in World War II didn't gain him any friends. So at any rate, the whole business about his baby, interesting character in Americana. Excuse me a moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now you know it's springtime. Okay, so the reason that I think what Ed's point was, and others who are observers at airports, think about my whole first focus was on landing in the clouds and how you used to not be able to do it, and now you can. And so think about that in terms of your own life, right? Do you ever feel like you're alone in the clouds? Do you ever feel like you're isolated? Do you ever feel like you're nobody else has ever experienced what you have experienced in your life? You're all alone, and you're lost in a cloud. Well, as the planes land, so can you. I would say that if you feel like you're lost from time to time, just take stock in who you are and what you are and what you're doing. I'm reminded of a conversation that we actually had most recent podcast of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, how depression can affect your sleep and also can create heart issues and Alzheimer's and that sort of thing. So if you feel like you're depressed, and there's a lot of mental health to be discussed here for sure, then you should find a professional. That's what Ken recommends, and you can hear that. Also a discussion of anti-nausea drugs given to pregnant women and what has resulted from that. A study of colon cancer, all kinds of things. What we do with Ken every week on Good Day Health is go through the journals of medicine to relate to you the studies that they are publishing and how it works. How does it affect you, your life, your health? And I've just spent 2 days with Ken down in Florida. I'm sure this week on Good Day Health we'll talk about that because I throw HIPAA to the wind and talk about the things that I think might help you, my experiences, and how they could help you. Mm-hmm. Dr. Ken explains lots of things in a very systematic and professional way. And so get it on Good Day Health. All the Good Day Health show podcasts, whether it's Jack Stockwell, who takes a homeopathic approach, Ken, a more traditional approach to medicine.
I think that's what's so great because they can both tie in and get a look at both worlds of health.
Mm-hmm. This week, I know we're going to talk about what's happened the after pandemic. You know, we're talking about what happens with the finances, what's going to be the after effect of this current slowdown. Well, there are all kinds of after effects based on what you have eaten, what you've experienced, if you've been in a, make sure if you're, like, for example, we'll talk about traffic accidents and what happens if you're pregnant in a, what the studies suggest happens to women who are involved in accidents. You gotta be careful when you're carrying a baby, what you do, what you're exposed to, even driving. You know, the whole seatbelt thing. Seatbelts are very dangerous if you're driving a car and you have a seatbelt on and you get in an accident. Very dangerous because of the placement of the seatbelts. And who would have thought of that? You just think that you're safer, right? Being in a car with seatbelts, not so necessarily true.
Especially depending on where your seat is.
Exactly.
Like how it's adjusted with the driving seat. Because a lot of times people are way too close to the steering wheel even.
Exactly. All right, and also our daily download, the download you can find at Good Day Show. Well, the Good Day Health Show, it's gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I was listening yesterday to the podcast I went to. As a matter of fact, I was about to call you, Jay, because I went with a friend who was listening to the program, and then we were figuring out how, you know, if this is probably too inside radio, but I wish somebody could come along with something that would make it easy. Like if you're listening to the Good Day Show in your car and you happen to not be in range of a radio station, so you put your device on gooddayshow.com and it comes up and your phone rings. So you got to answer the phone so the broadcast stops. So when you go back after the phone call's over, it should go automatically back to, I'm speaking to people who I know are frustrated with this, and I don't understand why it doesn't automatically go back either. Do you? Why doesn't the...
Well, it doesn't. If you're listening to the actual radio and a phone call comes on, if you're using a Bluetooth, it would stop the sound of the radio, but the show itself, the program itself, doesn't pause.
No. But when you're done with the call, it should go right back automatically to the show, and it doesn't. As I was witness to that yesterday. So
that's interesting.
Right. If I figure that out.
I'm going to have to try that next time because I've been using it, and not from my phone, but from the computer.
Yeah.
And if I multitask and I go to a different website and something else has a video and it starts playing, it pauses the show. And then as soon as I close that tab, the show comes right back on.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see if we can't fix that, because I know a lot of people like to listen out of the day part that it's on. It's live, and then it's fed all day, every day. And so if you didn't hear the program yesterday, get bits and pieces of it in the daily download. My flight home, the discussion about the interaction still goes on with Marjorie Taylor Greene. And I talk about also the war on radio and new cars. That's become something almost a pesky thing I talk about every day. Dr. Jack talks about food being the best medicine. You'll get that as part of the podcast every day. Lots of helpful information that can be discussed and renders something good for you in that head of yours. So if you want the information on the Good Day Show, it's gooddayshow.com. Following us on social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, Twitter at Good Day on Air. And if you want to listen, I found our podcast yesterday on iHeart. Frankly, I was listening to that. It's on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, anywhere you find wherever you get your
everywhere
podcast.
And right, there's a bonus episode from yesterday with the conversation with Uri Geller.
Ah, good.
Which was a fascinating one on aliens and the possibility of how humans actually exist. Where did we come from?
I know where he came from. Didn't come out of a swamp. There's a big discussion going on. I want to spend a few minutes on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Are you familiar with the term? I'm sure you are, Jay, because it's popping up everywhere, and it seems like all of a sudden, folks listening right now, yeah, Doug, I know what you're talking about. There are all these discussions about why we have to, in the public sector, have diversity, and we hire these officers who are called diversity, equity, and inclusion officers. The Air Force just hired one for $183,500 a year. There are graduate certificates being offered in this a new career path. And I'm wondering how many of you think that I'm just looking around. There are 10 colleges that offer master's degrees in diversity, equity, and inclusion. So what is that? What does this mean? Why does Cornell University have this course? Why do other schools have it? And why do people hire somebody? Is this because of Black Lives Matter? Do you have to be black to be a diverse?
It's not only about racism, but ethnicity and race, but also just in general. Like, it can be that people come from various backgrounds. Equality is the individual or group is given the same resources and opportunities. Equity recognizes that each person has different circumstances and allocates.
But do you need to have one person, like my community just hired a guy. I'm going to interview him today on my television program that I do for the locals here. And good guy. I met him. He's a very intelligent guy. But I wonder, and I'll ask him about the need. What's the need? Do you think that you would see it differently if you were white versus if you were black?
Or if you came from a wealthy family versus a family living in poverty.
Mm-hmm. So that's part of what this is about, then. Are you suggesting that your lifestyle is part of this?
It's just in general. Circumstances, people have different circumstances. Think about when the pandemic was starting, and there was that big comment of, well, we're all in the same boat. And then a lot of people were like, no, we are not all in the same boat. We're all in the same storm. But some people are on yachts. Some people are in rafts. Some people.
Well, but there are some who think that the job of the focus on equity is to make sure that everybody, whether they can afford a yacht or not, has one, or they get to ride in one, or they get to have the benefits of having a yacht, which is ridiculous. But there are the people who think, he's got a yacht. Why can't I have a yacht? Well, what have you done to earn it? Isn't that part of the discussion, or shouldn't it be? I know it's a sticky can of worms, but something to think about, eh? 48 after the hour.
Oh, I can't believe tax season is here already. But look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
The Dell Technologies semi-annual sale is on, with limited quantity deals on top tech. Save on select PCs powered by the latest 12th-gen Intel Core processors, like thin and light XPS 13 laptops, Inspiron laptops, and 2-in-1s. Plus, get savings on select accessories, free shipping, and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Save today by calling 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried your Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855 7979 Young. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I can see my favorite dog playing the piano as we get into our discussion this week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, heard on many of these same stations every weekend. Also, you can hear Warren's tips every day on the Good Day program. Warren Eckstein here with Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner. It's Gotcha Day. Well, how does that apply to dogs?
Well,
gotcha.
Most people... At least most people I know try to celebrate their dog or cat's birthday. However, the majority of my listeners, and I'm sure your listeners too, adopt or rescue dogs and cats. So you have no idea what their birthday is. So what they have is what they call Gotcha Day. It's the day you adopted that dog or cat, and that's his birthday from this point on. I think it's a great idea. You just it take part of the family. Everyone has a birthday, and I think our dogs and cats at a rescue deserve a birthday as well. So Gotcha Day is all about celebrating the fact the day you adopted that dog or cat and brought him home.
Oh, sweet. I gotcha.
I gotcha.
I gotcha. All right, I was doing talking to Ken Kronhaus, who is one of the doctors that we carry on the program with advice every week for folks about their health, and one of the discussions was depression and how it takes its toll on you, heart disease, Alzheimer's, all kinds of things. And, you know, there are now drugs. I'm not sure that there aren't. I've seen this with my dogs over the years. They, people that aren't, that are clueless, that aren't tuned in, don't recognize it. But your dog, I suppose your cat, too, can be depressed the same as human beings get depressed, right? So what do we do about that?
Well, there's a few things. Number one is I take a photo of my dog at least every other week. And the reason I take photos of my dogs is I like to compare them from month to month to see if they look any different. That's an important part of it, noticing how your dog or cat looks. But if you notice that your dog or cat all of a sudden is not excited about going out for their walk or not excited about playing or doesn't eat with the gusto he used to, and they try to avoid contact with you, if you find your dog pacing and not sleeping, very similar to the effects depression has on people. There are things you can do. In fact, in severe cases, there are medications, but as a behaviorist, I kind of avoid that. So what you need to do is kind of change the routine, get that excitement generated again, take them for a walk in a different neighborhood, introduce them to new things and new people. So dogs can go through that type of depression, and very often, depression can lead to physical illnesses as well, based on the fact that they're just not getting the exercise or the mental stimulation that they need. Yeah. Sure. So it's very important to understand that as a behaviorist, and I deal with this all the time, so many dogs, when people go out and adopt or rescue a dog or a cat from a shelter, they bring the dog or cat home, and for the few days or a week or so, the dog or cat just doesn't respond to them. They bring it back or they don't understand it. You need to give that dog the opportunity to decompress. We don't know what he went through. Was he a street dog? Was he abused? Was he victimized? So it's important to understand when you adopt a dog or a cat, give them the opportunity to decompress and just make sure you stimulate their mind. We always talk about physical stimulation, and that's great. You know, I like going to the gym. I like exercising, but my dogs need that as well. So mental stimulation is just as important as physical stimulation, not only to keep the dog healthy, but also to keep the dog's personality where you want it to be, up and around. And the more mental stimulation a dog gets, the less behavioral issues they have. Take it from me.
All right, so that's some good advice. Pay attention to your dog. If you have that companion, that dog, that cat's going to pay attention to you because that's what their life is all about. You are their life. So give them the same courtesy, the kindness of paying attention to who they are and what they're all about. I think that's just I want to make sure Daisy is okay every day. So you
sure.
Check her, you feel her, you know, make sure the body is good. And look in her eyes and, you know, just give her a kiss.
You know, it was interesting. Something came up this week. We're talking about the, is it possible that your pets from the past can visit you?
Yes.
And people, yes. People contact me and say, you can hear their paws walking. You can smell their scent. You hear their collar. You can hear their voice. You might even feel the dog's presence or the cat's presence in bed with you. You hear a song that reminds you of them on the radio. Happy thoughts come of them in and out of blue. So it's amazing. I believe this. And, you know, I'm not the most spiritual person in the world, but I do believe there are visitations from not only people but animals as well that you've loved in the past. I don't think that love ever dissipates. It never disappears. It's always there. And I think that love is some type of bridge between the ever after and the now.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm with you 100% on that one. I can see Charlotte and Daisy all the time. Just the way she turns around and looks at me when we're out walking and talking to each other. Here's the story of a firefighter who lured a trapped dog off of the ice using treats and then lifted him over a 10-foot wall so he survived.
Another hero.
Michigan. Yeah.
Another
right,
hero.
Exactly. Don't you love those stories? Always
best.
Good stories with Warren. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at thepetshow.com. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. You can check that out at gooddayshow.com. 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.